Turn with me, if you will, in your Bibles to Matthew. I go to Matthew a lot. It seems to be the one that I fall back on mostly. But it is a complete book, the book of Matthew. It tells the whole story of the whole Bible. Matthew 18. I'm going to read a lot of scriptures this morning. We'll start at the 23rd verse. I read to you earlier the 21st and 2nd. So we'll start at the 23rd verse. And when you find it, say amen.
Amen.
Good. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought to him which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that they had, and payment be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of the servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out, and found one of the fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him, and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet, and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison, till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto the Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desiredest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentor, till he should pay all that was due him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Father, again, we ask you, Lord, just to take the message this morning that you delivered, Father. Lord, that it might accomplish here this morning in the hearts of each and every one of us, Lord, that which we need. We ask you, God, just to touch us. Use us in the name of Jesus. Well, praise the Lord. It is good to see this nice crowd out here on the beginning of a brand new year, and to have our new folks with us. It's good. He told me that they came up from down Beckley Way, down in the southern part of the state, and live over in Staley, right? Okay, I'll get you straight. And it's so good to have these folks with us. He told me that, well, she did, that they had been to trying churches, you know, going around filling in, and that's great. That's good. We like to, adapt ourselves to where we're fit the best, I think, you know, and I think that's good for all of us. So, church, be on your best behavior.
Big way.
Yeah. I'm sure that if we just all, as I say, open our hearts to God, then things are going to be great. God's going to bless. He's going to bless each and every one of us. New year. Brand new year start this day. And it's always a time that we make resolutions, that we say, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. I'm going to lose weight. Anybody say that yet?
Not yet.
With me? we're gonna do this. We make resolutions, and usually they don't last the whole day till we're back at normal, doing our normal thing. We have a tendency sometimes to, we think we're gonna do, we'll do better. But today is a very special day, a New Year's Day, that we can make one resolution that can really mean a lot. The story that I read to you, the first part of it, when the man came to Jesus, said, how often shall I forgive my brother? Seven times? Well, seven is the perfect number. So if we would forgive our brother those things that he does against us seven times, that would seem to be perfect, wouldn't it? God said not seven times, but 70 times seven. Now you can multiply that out and say, well, then after 49 times, I'm in good shape.
No, I'm not. 490.
490. You see how my... it's good to have smart people in the ground. And we've got them. Yeah. Anyhow, point is this. There is no end to forgiveness. There is not. 70 times 7? No. That doesn't get it. As many times as our brothers ask forgiveness, we should forgive. I'm thinking this morning of a person that I know that's kind of, well, he's really close to me. But it seems as if that down through the years, when somebody would go against him, that kind of wasn't right, that he took offense to it, but he carries this thing on and on and on and on. If we in our lives have been hurt by somebody, if somebody has wronged us down the way, somewhere along the line, and it has hurt us to a point that we could look in and say, I just can't forgive you for that. I heard this statement made just a few months back, where two neighbors, close neighbors, matter of fact, they were kinfolk to each other, had differences, and one said to the other, says, I can never forgive you for that. Well, that's sad, folks, because nothing on this earth does not warrant forgiveness. I don't care what it is. God gave forgiveness to each and every one of us. He forgave me all my sins. He forgives you all your sins if you but just ask. As he said, this ruler, the king, what does that mean? Let me read that to you. I get it all. Like a certain king, he was a king, which took into account the servants. He took into account his servants, and he found one there that owed him 10,000 talents. And he said, throw him into prison. You know, he's able to pay his debt. Now, that doesn't make a bit of sense, does it? How are you going to throw somebody into prison where they can't make a penny, And yet, they're going to be able to pay the debt that they owe. We see back at that time when they had a debt, and the man was indebted, then if he was cast into a prison, then the family had to make it up. The family had to come forth and work or whatever to make up enough to pay that debt so that he could be released. This man, as he was found to owe the king, he fell on his knees and he cried out to him. He cried out, begged him for forgiveness that I can't pay you. Well, the king looked on him with compassion. He looked on him and he forgave him that debt and turned him loose, debt free. Wow. Can you imagine how that if you owed a lot of money and your bill payers were coming down on you real heavy, if someone were to come along and hand you enough money to pay off all your debts, debt free, you would probably feel like the weight of the whole world had left you. That forgiveness, that forgiving that debt was probably the greatest lift that you could have at that particular time. Well, that's exactly what this man did. He was free. He was no longer a burden. He was free to go out. So he went back to his fellow servants, and as he mingled with them, there was one that owed him. There was one that owed him. And he called him to task to pay his debt. Well, that fellow servant done exactly like he did. He begged forgiveness. He fell on his knees and he said, I can't pay you. And what did he do? He said, you will pay me. Yes, I will not forgive you. You will have to pay your debt. So he cast him into prison, and he did not forgive him. Well, as he cast him into prison, these fellow servants got to talking to themselves, one to another, and they said, this ain't right. This ain't right. The king forgave him all that great debt that he had, but he's not willing just to give this fellow servant, forgive him. He's not willing. He said, this is not right. So they went back to the king. And they told him what this servant had done to a fellow servant. Well, that king didn't like her a bit. He said, He said, whoa. So he called him to task for it. And he said, you will. Though he had forgiven him all that debt, now you will pay. Because, why? Because you refused to forgive your fellow servant. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. The golden rule, he did not follow. He said, all for me. This day, New Year's Day, we can be free of all of our debts. No, no, I'm not going to pay your credit card bills. No, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to pay the mortgage off of your home. No, or I'm not going to pay your car payment. I'm not going to do that. But we have one that can make you free from all of your guilt, all of your debts, all of your wrongdoings to God. Free and clean. But if we fail to forgive our neighbors those things that he has done for us, to us. If we fail to forgive, then he's not going to forgive us. You know, we Baptists, we like to think that once we are saved, then that's it. You don't go any further. I mean, you're free. Well, now this king called him to task because he had failed to live up to what was expected, because he did not forgive his fellow servant. Friend, you can come to this altar all you want to. You can bow here and you can cry out to God to forgive me my sin, and he will do just that. But if you hang on to those things in your past, those times, and not forgive your brothers for the offenses that they have done unto you, then forget it. You're wasting your time. We must forgive one another. Yes, all of us. We're just human. We will, at times, you'll offend somebody. Yes, or somebody will offend you. Well, you ought to be just like that old duck. When it rains on him, he just runs right on off. Yes, we should be just like that. When somebody offends us and we said, ooh, he didn't like what I said. And I probably will say a lot of things you won't like. But let me tell you, you forgive me my faults, and I'll forgive you yours. Yes. And God will forgive both of us, and we will live just like that. Amen. We'll be one happy family. But you know, the worst thing in the world is like that guy I told you about, that wants to hang on and hang on and hang on to those offenses that people have done to us. Dead and gone. Yes. Those ones that offended are dead and gone. But yet, they will cause our failures, our faults, if we but continue to hang on to the offense. Forgive and forget. Yes. Ain't easy. No, it's not easy when someone does you a dirty deed, when somebody robs you. Yes, yes, I'll speak about that just a little bit. Broke into my house, broke into my gun cabinet, and took my prized possessions. Yes, took them away. Stole them. Gone. Yes. And you know, I had the most evil thoughts. I says, I hope they blow up and kill you. You see, that's hanging on to something. And if I allow it to, that will put me into, they won't even talk about it. Because, you know, those things that we hang on to here, our prized possessions and all of that, if we are robbed from them, it just cuts you to pieces. It does. But still yet, we've got to say, Lord, forgive them. Lord, forgive them. Because they don't know what they're doing. You see, when Christ was there on that cross, you talk about offenses. You talk about people that done somebody wrong. He was innocent. Completely innocent. But they condemned him to death on the cross. And he could have said, called for all the angels in heaven to come down and to put a stop to it, to destroy him right down here and there. Bang, they're gone. He could have done it. But he didn't. He said, Lord, Father, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Folks, there's not one person in this room this morning that's going to
offend anybody else, that's going to cause you any harm, that's going to cause you to lose your salvation. Look out. They're not going to cause you to fall or fail intentionally. We make mistakes. We say things. We do things that offend each other. But let it roll off just like that water off a duck's back. And say, yes, oh, I forgive you. Didn't even know it happened. Yes, I have had people to come to me and say, I need to apologize to you because I accused you, or I thought you was this, or I thought that, or something else. And I said, I didn't even know it. You see, that's the way we should be. When we come to the altar and we ask God to forgive us of our sins, look on, we're not perfect. We're just sinners. All of us, just the same. And we say, Lord, forgive us. And he will. But he says, now you forgive others. In this new year, I think probably one of the most important things that this world needs today is forgiveness. We need every one of us. If there's something in our hearts, if we have aught against our neighbor, if we even have ill thoughts towards anybody, get rid of them. Get rid of them so God can use us. Yes. You know, it's a little like, and that is a sin. If we fail to forgive, that is a sin. It's a little like the man that, oh, I guess he stood in the pulpit, probably like I do, but he had on a white shirt. I mean, it was sparkling white. But one little drop of ink came out of his pen that he had in his pocket, and it made a little ink part right there at the bottom of the pocket. And all that congregation could see was that little spot. They ignored all that white shirt, all that purity, and that black spot just shined like it stood out like exactly the same as in our life. If we have one little spot, one little blemish, God's going to look right at it. And he says, you got to clean it. You got to get it cleaned up. Yes. This new year, we can be perfectly white. We can be spot-free, blemish-free, worry-free, debt-free to him. That little saying that I read to you last week. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Yes, folks, I know beyond the shadow of a doubt that if we put Jesus Christ first in our lives, if we continue to allow him to lead us hand in hand in everything that we do, if we seek him first, he will take care of every problem you have. Yes, we'll go through some tough times. Yes, we'll go through heartaches and tragedies and all this, that, that, but he will be with us all the way. Yes, debts. Those debts about I was speaking about, the payments on the house, the mortgages and the car payments and all this, that, and the other, he will help you through them. Right, Tommy? Yes. When we have a need, it's his need also. He owns it all. He owns it all. Yes. If we just, Lord, forgive me. Yes. As the one said to the king, forgive me my debts. And he did. But he went on and he refused to forgive his fellow servant. All he would have had to say was, forget it. You owe me nothing. And everything would be fine. But no, he held on. He held on to that and it put him down. Folks, if we hold on to any sin in our life, if we hold, it's just like that black spot. If we hold on to any part of it, it will shine right out there. And it will defeat us. It'll put us down. Because we can't get our mind above that fault. We can't. But if we say, Lord, take it, because I can't handle it. And we can't. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And that's all there is. Father, we thank you. And we praise you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. We praise you, God, for allowing us just to the privilege of coming to you. And your mercy, Father, that you are willing to accept us, Father, just as we are. Lord, that we're just sinners. We're all needy creatures. Let us, O Father, cast all our cares on you. And allow you, Lord, to lead and guide us. And Father, as we enter into this new year, let us make one resolution that we will live as you would have us to live. Help us, O Father, to accomplish this in our new year. And we'll give you the praise for it.